Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you. Good to have you. We're always happy to have, amen, those of you that strive for Christ. We're always happy to be here. It's God's will. Here at Doctrine of Truth on Blog Talk Radio. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air, and we come to share what we know and what we are all about. We're not about to destroy, embarrass anyone, to tear down anyone, but we come to share what we know and what we are experiencing. Amen. The Bible says to get wisdom in all our getting, get an understanding, and also at the same time, amen, we would desire to the sincere milk of the word, whereby we can grow. God bless you. Sound doctrine. Doctrine of truth. Sound mind. God bless you for having you and you here. Call a friend, tell a friend. Tell them that doctrine of truth is on the air. Father, we like to thank you right now, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all disease, affliction, infirmative, hindrance, persecution, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now and in the future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curse, hex, vex, enchantment, witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, or spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his mighty acts against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual weakness in high places. In Ephesians 6:10-12, we claim our victory in faith through our salvation that has shed blood of all these things now. We claim, according to Job 22:27-28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. His holy name we pray. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. It remains to be seen what we can claim and what we are in Christ Jesus. It remains to be seen. Amen. God has done so much for us, and he has given us, amen, the victory in Jesus' name. Amen. We're praying for victory in Jesus' name. Not only that, but we claim our through the Lord Jesus Christ, his life. Amen. We claim sickness and disease have no power over me. I am forgiven and free from sin and sickness. I am dead to sin and alive to righteousness. Colossians 1:21-22. Jesus bore our sins in his body on the tree Therefore I am dead to sin and alive unto God and his stripes. I am healed and made whole. 1 Peter 2 and 24. Romans 6, 11. 2 Corinthians 2 and 21. Jesus bore our sickness and carried my pain. Therefore, I give no place to sickness or pain. For God sent his word and healed me. Psalms 107 and verse 20. Amen. We thank God for the reading of the scriptures that he's given us. God has given us victory. Amen. And it's what we're talking about in this study. What God has given us. Amen. And what God will give his people. And the God we serve is not weak. He's not blind. He's able. He sees all things. He knows all things. He's omnipotent. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He's everywhere. Amen. And we claim, amen, his victory. We claim what he has given to the saints. He's given us the victory. And we just need to remind ourselves and focus, amen, the book of James, amen, the one of the apostles, one of the solid, the foundation, they call him the pillar of the church. James made a statement in the book of James in the fourth chapter and the eighth verse, they draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Amen. If you come to God, many things that you practice, if you constantly practice, you know, anything, you know, if you look at driving cars, computer, typewriter, anything, cooking, that you need to constantly program your mind, amen. If you draw nigh, constantly going to that, constantly working with that, amen, become habit forming, it begin to transform your mind, and begin to work on your mind and work on your systems, amen, whereby you can do it just by reflexes, amen, music, amen, swimming, anything that you need to constantly work on, memorize, then the brain would take over, amen. That's what is, James was talking about. Amen. If you constantly come into God, reading, praying, and worshiping, and fellowshipping, constantly being in his presence, being about his work, amen, being about what God, amen, claims, and being by what God says, amen, and he will be around you and in you and through you. If you draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to you. Amen. He'll draw nigh to you. And this is why it's so important that when we work with God, and with anything, you become a part of it. You become a part of it. Amen. Association and, amen, things that get involved in your life. One thing about God, the more you get involved with him, the more he get involved with you. Amen. You can't say, well, I did this, I did that, and God wasn't there. He wasn't. No, no. The more you get involved with him, like any person, like you begin to develop an association. Jesus said, amen, in his word, in St. John 14, he said, I become a friend. I'm your friend. You can call me friend. I no longer call you a stranger, but I call you a friend. And this is where the constant the association and the constant working. Paul told Timothy, the young pastor, in his second epistle, 2 Timothy 1 and 7, says, for God has not given us the spirit of, but of power. And God give us the power, amen, power, amen, power dealing with the Holy Spirit, the power of love, the power of a sound mind. God did not give us the spirit, amen, of fear. God did not give us the spirit of fear. So fear is a spirit. Amen. So once you begin a sound mind, God give us, God, the power. And so God giveth a sound mind. So the more you fellowship with him, the more you come after him, the more you be involved in his surroundings, the more you be, amen, accessible to him and his thoughts and clearing your mind. Amen. That's where we are tonight. That's where we are today. Wherever you might be, we're talking about, amen, how important, amen, a sound mind is. You know, God give his followers mental rest. And today in time, there's so much happening because the world doesn't report good news. It always reports bad news. And someone should create a good news station. It talks about not only gospel, but what's happening good around the world. Amen. But Jesus was saying, and he said that there'd be many earthquakes and things that are happening, and people begin to worry. People begin to, this time of sorrow, betrayals. But God does not give us these things to worry about. Amen. Jesus said that, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, but peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let your mind, let you be afraid. So here we are. You can call 1-855-236-2256. Toll free 1-855-236-2252, or you can dial 1-347-215-8816. We want you to hear. We'll hear what you have to say, what you have to say about sound mind, and what you think. What you do? What do you do? That's why Doctrine of Truth. We reach for the grassroots level. We try to work with things that would help break it down so far that people can get understanding. The Bible says, "Get wisdom, but all I get and get understanding." And that's what we strive for constantly. That we can have information that is workable. Amen. Something that you do and you can apply it constantly. You apply it constantly, then you can share it with others about what you do. Then, and after that, maybe somebody has another approach to it. So you can dial 1-855 and push 1 on the phone, and our technology and the technician will take will put you in. And once you push 1, and amen, then you can begin talking. Or you can call someone and tell someone, amen, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, and you can hit a broadcast live with other more, 3 or 4 other people, or you can constantly remain on the line and tell them to call 1-855-236-2252. Might be someone that's going through some situations now. Amen. So why the situation is, and all the time we have to grasp, is that the enemy is a deceiver. He deceives people. Amen. Even though there might be situations that are happening in your life, things that are going, but the devil, he is a deceiver. Amen. He wants to think, make you think that the power is out of your hand. Amen. That God has forsaken you. That God has turned his back on you. That's what this discussion is about. Amen. That a sound mind. Amen. How, other words, through the storm and the rain. Amen. Jesus told, amen, in the book of Matthew about the storm and the rain came and beat upon the house. God look at us as houses. And Jesus was telling the metaphor, and when things came and beat upon our life, disappointment, you don't have to, sometimes you can be in an audience and something happened to the whole audience. It wasn't your fault. You can be in a plane, a car wreck, a train, even that you're buying food now. So there's so much contamination going on and different things that you purchase. It wasn't your fault, but you find that you spent your money involved in this, and now you're trying to search out what is your next step to recover this. And don't feel that, you know, everybody try to pass the buck. But that passing the buck came out of the Garden of Eden. Satan tricked Eve, and Eve, amen, brought it to her husband, and her husband said, well, the woman you gave me. And she passed it on, said, well, the serpent, he did that. You know, so, amen, we're about children of God, everything worked together for good. We learn. Okay, then we'll get ready to open up the lines here. Amen. Also, we want to focus on, in order to have a sound mind, amen. All right, once you push one on the line, we'll have a technician put you in. Let's remain there, and we'll get to you very shortly, as soon as we possibly can. Amen. I think we have someone on the line here. Sometimes we have a little small difficulties, but just be patient. Amen. Do we have a caller? Amen. You just push one. Amen. And we'll be glad to hear what you have to say about the sound mind. Amen. Amen. All right. Okay. Okay. All right, well, I think we have an open line. I can't get to it right away. But and also, remember, amen, God is not like man. God is not like man. And what he does, we have a caller on the line. Just go ahead and start talking. So whereby if we do run into problems, we won't be holding up the line. Amen. All right. I think we're here. Okay. All right. In the book of Romans, 8th chapter, amen, and we'll see here in the 8th chapter of Romans, notice here what Paul was discussing. Amen, about the mind. And we think sometimes that it's not important. But Jesus said you must be born again. And Jesus was talking about the spirit of a man. Amen. We are body, soul, and spirit. Amen. So the inner man can be born again. The inner man, amen, receive power. The inner man, amen, becomes a life to God through God's spirit, through the Holy Spirit. You must be born again. But remember, amen, God doesn't want to make us robots. He doesn't want to make us, amen, unable to reason and to go on in life and show his power to the world. He wants all of us, amen, to use our talent and skill for the upbuilding of the kingdom of God. So this is where we come into the position about renewing our mind, as well as searching out what is not for us and what is for us. We just can't suppose or guess. Amen. God wants us to prove out these things. He wants to make sure. Amen. The book of Romans, the 8th chapter. And remember that the mind, if you don't retrain the mind, if you don't really begin to study, like James said, if you come out, if you draw nigh to God, if you don't come after God through Bible study and prayer and fellowship and worshiping with those of the same faith, amen, you're going to find yourself have what they call a carnal mind, the Bible speak of, amen, a mind that is deal with worldly things, worldly problems, and worldly solutions. So you don't want to have that mind, because that mind fights against God. Amen. It doesn't want to hear, doesn't want to examine, accept what God is. So you have to apply yourself in the areas God wants you to renew that mind. Because if you don't, it fights against God. In the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, the 6th verse says, be carnal-minded is death. But to be spiritual-minded is life and peace. But the carnal mind is empathy against God. It is not subject to the laws of God, neither can be. Amen. So you have to renew your mind. You have to study, amen, and apply yourself more to God, the more to God. If you're in a crisis situation and things begin to look unresolved, or as you know, because the spiritual world works different than the natural world, amen. Let's say you're having a problem physically with the body, finance, or whatever. You don't continue to invite the world in through these ungodly movies and songs and all the messages, amen, of the world. You try to build yourself around peace and kindness. And you know, when we go to the hospital rooms and different places, we try to make sure, even though they have the TV on and radio on, try to find some positive, because the mind picks it up. The mind and what you don't hear in your ears, you see with your eyes. Amen. So you have to make sure, because faith comes by hearing the word of God. Faith and positive things you hear. So when you begin to, on a simplest form, to break it down, you always should have something righteous or something that you can hear. Amen. That can, because it goes into the mind. It goes into the mind. All right. We don't want to continue to, amen, to go on. But if you have a testimony, if you have a dream or vision that kind of got you focused, amen, into your understanding about your thinking, you got your focus. Maybe something you heard that has gotten you where you are today. Sometimes we think, amen, that our environment, our people, what you heard, amen, didn't get you where you are. Many of you have been in Christ for years and years, amen, been holding on, and God been increasing your knowledge and your strength, amen. You might not really looked at the mind situation, but you know, amen, that it had to be God. It had to be God. You could dial 1-855 toll free 236-2252. 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. And that we'll push 1 and the our technician will put you in. Amen. And we try to share the time. We thank God for many of you that are calling. The board is full up in the studio. Amen. And then when you have things like this. Okay, we have a caller, area code 305. The last four digits is 4271. Last four digits is 4271.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you. Good to hear from you.
We listening to you, sitting here listening to you. Mm-hmm. On our end, we getting a bit of thundering over here. So,
okay.
You know, that may be the cause of the technical problems you have. But at any rate, I'm reminded the subject that you have, a sound mind,
mm-hmm.
which drew my attention to really think somewhat different about the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And what really dawned on me was that Philippians there, when was that the second, is that chapter 2, that says, let this mind be
mm-hmm.
in you, which
mm-hmm.
was also in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it goes on to talk, so I'm just going to use that to say that it's the mind has to be given to you. We
okay.
talk about the mind of God.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the infilling of the Spirit is all about. You see what I'm saying? It's I'm reminded of how the scripture said that no man can come to God except he's drawn. You see? So it's what God, you see, does for us. We without his mind, this mind, we don't have him, you see. And when you're talking about the sound mind, even in the scripture that you focus on there, he said he has not given us a spirit of fear. In other words, it's saying that you got to receive, you see, with a power and a love and a sound mind. It got to come to you. And I think that's, if I'm not mistaken, I'm thinking that's what the enemy is using in this day of the great influx of knowledge, you see. Some are saying you can't study to get it. You understand? It has to come from heaven. And that's what it was all about there on the day of Pentecost. He changed their mind. He filled their minds. You see what I'm saying? And you see the demonstration. It came as a rushing mighty wind, and it sat upon each of them. And that's and all the dramatics are there to know that God is so concerned about us. He filled us with himself. And that's the mind, see. So what happens is as we yield to, you understand, his mind, as we yield to this mind that he gives us, we follow. That's the mind that Jesus had. Jesus followed the Spirit of God. He was led by the Spirit of God. You see what I'm saying? And that's the mind that we have. Now, without that mind, you gonna have difficulty, you see, because the flesh gonna always lead you and talk to you. And I heard you said in your opening that's enmity against God. You get what I'm saying? So I just want to come in on that angle to know, even when we confess, and ask the Lord to save us. I was looking there in Thessalonians. No, it was in Corinthians, where Paul was saying that God said, he was repeating what the Lord said. He said, in the day of salvation, I have helped you. In other words, he gave us help when we got saved. So that help is the mind. You see what I'm saying? He's working on us all the time. You see what I'm saying? And when the Spirit of God moves and he fills you, see, that's the mind of Christ. You got the mind of Christ. Now, what you got to do is follow. You understand? You got to follow. And as you follow, amen, you be being filled with the divine nature of God. So that's what I'm sitting here listening. I said, you know what? I said, Bishop, coming up with these subjects here, but these things are eye-opening subjects. You don't think about it, you understand, until it just calls your attention to it, you see.
Right.
We say, Bishop, that just confess your, and you're saved by your belief. But what I'm saying is that God helps us in the day of our salvation, you see. There's an actual physical thing that goes on, that happens to you. It's spiritual and it's supernatural, but it's a physical thing that God has. And listen, it ain't like, it ain't just, when Jesus come in, that's why you feel it. That's why some folks cry, don't know what they're crying about, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Because the love of God blankets you. He constrains you, he grips you, to, and you see it there on the day of Pentecost. When he rested upon them and filled them, I've got happened. They start talking. Now, I just said that. If my I've got loose, and they start speaking in an unknown language, and then the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. So that's what I'm looking at, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. Always good to hear from you. Amen. You had some very good points in the caller. Amen. We have another caller. You can press 1. It's 855-236-2252. Amen. You know, when we enjoy ourselves, time run out, so we ask you to get right in, press 1 on that. We know we're having some bad weather and everything, but you can press 1. Amen. And he brought some good points, as always. Amen. Notice in Hebrews, the Lord was talking about, he's in the Hebrews 10 and 16, he said, this is the covenant I will bring with them after those days, said the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts and in their minds, and I will write them. Amen. So God knows, amen, we need to have that mind. And one thing we thought about, if you think about all the patriarchs, amen, that God dealt with, Noah, James said in the fourth chapter of James said, if you draw nigh to God, you know, just like coming up to a car and you get in the car, or you come to an airplane, you buy a ticket and you get into the airplane, or you come to home, or you come back and visiting a location, and once you go in, you begin to see all the other benefits and the attributes and that you never did see on the outside. Amen. You never did imagine it would be so. Amen. God got a lot of benefits for his people. So James said, if you come nigh to God, if you come nigh to God, I mean, what, in fellowship, in prayer, reading his word, studying his word, and presenting yourself, amen, more in a godly mind, a godly atmosphere, or either a godly pattern that you know, as well as going to church. You know, church is the number one resource center for all the saints of God. Amen. Wherever, whatever's happening, you go to church, somebody testimony or somebody vision or somebody song, amen, going to amplify a soul that is going to stir us. Amen. The Spirit of God. And the more you come to God, then you realize his promises and the promise of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You never knew such joy. You just, anyone that's, amen, ever given themselves to Christ and that first initial impact of joy in their life, amen, it's out of this world. It's out of this world. And that's when that saturation began to take place. Amen. When your saturation so to the tongue begin to rejoice. So, amen. In that way, amen, from time to time, when you begin to pray, amen, that's why the book of Jude say you build up your most holy faith, amen, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying with the Spirit of God, amen. And the more that it reminds you, amen, God is with you. And that mind, that initial contact with God, always reminding you that you are his, and that should bring peace. It'll bring peace. We need to continue to go to places and be involved. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. We are, amen, in the middle of our program now, and we don't want to go down without, amen, hearing what you have to say. Amen. We value what you have to say, and you might not think so, but others also, when they go back and view these programs and Bible study, amen, we don't want you to leave the air without sharing what God has put on you, amen, to share. So it's good, amen, because confession is the next great God blessing God give us. Amen. He gave us this tongue to, amen, to talk to him. Amen. In confession. All right. And notice also, amen, we talk about the, amen, we need to renew the mind. And the caller brought out, doctor brought out so very clearly, amen, about, amen, God wants us to think like Jesus. Amen. Now, he's been on this earth now. He's been on this earth. I know you say, well, you know, all these temptations, but don't let that, that's where the carnal mind come in, that negativity. You have to get out. You have to try that. Try that, those negative thoughts, negative situations. Because it wars against God. It's an enemy. It's an enemy against God. The mind can be an enemy against God. Isn't that something? Amen. Saved, sanctified, walking with Christ. Look at Judas. Long as Judas was, he was walking with Christ. Walking and listening. But his mind, not only that, but the sorcerer. The sorcerer. Amen. Simon the sorcerer. Back in the book of Acts, when Peter, I mean, the deacon, the evangelist, amen, he went down in Samaria, amen, he began to preach Christ, amen, to the Philip, began to preach Christ, and those miracles and things that he saw, amen, with his eyes. Now, he saw it with his eyes. Amen. Things that you can see, amen, you got to have both. Got to have the eye and hearing. Amen. Simon saw things. Simon the sorcerer saw the power of God moving. Judas saw the power of God moving, walking with Jesus in the natural. And Simon saw these things, how the power was breaking. Amen. I know we're going into the, those who might be viewing this broadcast and getting down now into the end of the year where we have all these Halloween, all these things about the dead and the walking dead, and they don't realize that there ain't nothing but the devil lying to you. Nothing but the devil lying to you. You need to examine that, because when your spirit leaves the body, you're either going down or either going up. Amen. Them demons are lying to people. Say, you can come back and walk the earth. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. The only thing down here is moving around. This fallen demon, they dressing up themselves. Like Paul said, he saw the devil fall. Amen. He's dressing himself like a spirit of light. Amen. So all them, don't let them tell you the walking dead and all this. No, no. They ain't them but lying demons. Amen. But you focus on that, and it look like that because of what you see. Simon saw all these miracles. Saw all these miracles. And but yet and still, and was baptized in water. Was baptized in water. Simon saw it. But yet and still, his mind still was locked on power. Mind was locked on money, and about himself, and about himself. All right, I know we have a little technical problems here. Amen. If you push one on your phone and this amen, let's start talking. We'll work with you. Amen. Let's work with us. Amen. In this time of the broadcast. Amen. That let you know. Amen. If you have a mind to do something, regardless of what difficulties come up, let's continue to wait on God. Let's wait on God. Amen. It's going to work out. Because God never lies. He doesn't lie. Amen. That's one thing we need to focus our mind on. That God does not lie. Amen. And patience bring power to you, bring more confidence to you, whatever you're going through. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. Amen. We'll get with you. We'll get to you. Simon had a problem with his mind. He could have turned loose everything that he saw, because the power of God, Simon the sorcerer in the 8th chapter of Acts, Philip, just a man filled with the power of God, following God's instructions. That's why it's so powerful, amen, to follow the Bible and be involved in fellowship and be involved with the right people and the right doctrine. Amen. The power of God can break any curse, any disease on you. Amen. Then the mind remind you, the Holy Spirit, amen, those around reminding you, listen, you are free. Amen. God freed you from that. God freed you from this. Amen. Don't get involved, and you don't have to get involved in that anymore. Amen. And this is where, amen, in the book of Romans, talking about studying God, when God make you free of something, you don't have to entangle yourself anymore. You don't have to be in bondage anymore when God free you from it. Amen. You need the word of God to remind you, amen, that you are free from it, and you don't have to give your members, your hands, your life, amen, anymore to what God has made you free from. And this is why it's so important, amen, to study the word of God. God, when God make you free from situations and deliver you, amen, you have to remember and also prove it out in Scripture. Prove it out in Scripture. What the Bible says. The Bible says you are free. Amen. You don't have to be a slave anymore to what things going on around you when God made you free. Amen. And this way the mind, you need the Scriptures to prove that in the Word of God. Amen. When God has set you free from all the bondage of things, like Paul said, touch not and handle not unclean things. Amen. So you are free from it. You're free from it. And once you get free, you don't have to be involved, amen, in these signs in heaven. These signs in heaven, you don't have to be involved in that. You don't have to be involved in statues and things on earth, because God has made you free. God has made you free. Amen. Amen. We're supposed to have a testimony. Amen. It's coming up, and I know somebody out there got a good testimony that God has freed them from certain things in their life. Amen. And you don't have to serve them no more. But Paul talked about you don't have to serve them no more in the book of Acts. Amen. In the book of Acts, we have in the sixth chapter, amen, describing how God had made you free. In the 12th verse, let now, therefore, sin reign your mortal body, that you should obey the lust thereof. We're talking about a carnal mind. A carnal mind always want to lust. Neither kneel your members as an instrument of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and give your members and your members as instrument of righteousness unto God. Amen. You don't have to do anything anymore. Amen. If you're gambling, you don't have to gamble no more. Even though you're not, so, you know, we caught up with that early part of the ministry in my spiritual walk. My employment, the men used to ask me, amen, we'd go out and buy lunch, buy me a lottery ticket, buy me some beer or cigarettes, buy me this, that, and the other. Amen. I was on my way. Amen. I had my little list, and I go, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit checked me and said, no, you don't do that. Amen. My conscience began to condemn me, but I couldn't really find it in the Word. But I knew that impact, that first initial impact with God, the power of God was indwelling in me. Amen. So I came back, and it was an uproar. Well, you're not drinking it. You're not using it. You know, but I was giving my members, my hands, and my members as instrument of unrighteousness, supporting those things. And God he didn't want us to do that. He don't want us to do that. Amen. All right. We begin to close now. Amen. We got a couple more minutes, about 15, 20 minutes. So if you call, go ahead and just continue to persevere and press 1 on your phone, and we'll get you through here. Amen. And we want to go a reminder, amen, of something here. It's a reminder, amen, talking about the mind and the power that God has given us. And this is what this broadcast is about. mean helping one another, and strengthening iron, sharpening iron. Notice that 103rd songs, amen, 103rd songs here, amen, 103rd songs. But we have another caller, area code 561. The last four digits is 4556. 4556. All right? God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you. Good to have you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to just say, share a little bit. I think the subject is sound mind, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. I met a young lady a couple days ago on my way to work, and I was dealing with different things that's going on in the world. I was like, well, a person can say they change, but the change has to take place in a person's spirit, man, but it also has to take place in a person's mind. Amen. And the bottom line, I was talking to a young lady, and I said, young lady, just give me your testimony, because I'm spontaneous like that. I just will come out of anywhere and just say something as the Lord lead me. The young lady said, well, my testimony is, I'm used to having money, doing this, doing that, but I used to do things that was wrong, but I thought it was right. I didn't do drugs. I didn't drink, but I thought I was better than the ones that did. She said, well, I thought I didn't have addiction, but I didn't realize that I had a criminal mind, and that was my addiction. And she said, I couldn't stop doing things wrong, but God put me in a position where I had to trust him, where I had to raise monies right before I got evicted. He made a way. But the bottom line was, she said, until she made up in her mind not to want to do criminal activity, that's when things begin to change and happen for her. So that lets me know, as a believer, when I accept Christ, until I desire not to have the mindset that I used to have. You can be baptized and all that, but until your mind is made up in acceptance that you want to be a clean citizen of heaven and on this wayward earth, things are not going to change.
All right.
Amen. So I just thank God for the young lady's testimony. She says she's doing so much better. God has blessed her with a job. Soon she have a bachelor's degree. So I want to share everybody in Radio Land that when you make up your mind to let God be in your mind, everything will turn out to be just fine. And instead of having things on your mind, because that's too heavy, have your mind on things. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Good to have you, as always. And, you know, I thank God for all the men and women that are working in the vineyard. Amen, amen, amen. Those that are out there working, amen, and sharing the good news, because there are many things God has done. And I remind me many times I found that scripture, amen, in the gospel according to John. And that scripture, refill me and lift me all the time, because sometimes people think in the church that they don't see no miracles, that they see with their eyes, and Barnabas, blind Barnabas, and the lady with the issue of blood, they feel God ain't working. But the book of John said in the 21st chapter, the book of John in the last two verses, it said 21st chapter, the 24th verse, this is the disciple which testified these things and wrote these things, and we have that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, to which if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Amen. God did so many things. The Holy Spirit recorded certain miracles in the gospel according to John. Amen. Help build your faith. In the gospel according to John, it doesn't say faith at all. It says belief, belief, belief. And it deals with the mind. It's over 50 times. If you ever go in and just read and read and study, underline those, not on those miracles, but look for the word belief. Amen. You ain't going to find it in the concordance. Amen. God gave it to me Amen. But how many times you find the word belief? And I just went in that book, began to work and work, went to concordance and, you know, all the shortcuts first, but I couldn't find the shortcuts. So, but it builds your belief. Amen. It sticks into the mind. It goes into the subconscious. You know, the more you get into that subconscious, amen, it brings it up. It brings it up. It brings it up. That thing, that subconscious, amen, goes through the mind and deal down in the subconscious. So when it get down in the subconscious, amen, you know it's in the mind. When you start thinking a song and a hymn, Paul was saying, a spiritual song, amen, it's down in the subconscious then. Amen. You wake up and you got a hymn on your mind, a song on your mind, a scripture. Amen. That's in the subconscious. Amen. Then the mind pick it up and you complete the circuit. But notice here, amen, for all the time get away from the 103rd song, 103rd division of song. And I want you to watch this. Watch this. Blessed be the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Now, forget not. That's dealing with the mind. Don't forget. Don't forget. Now, don't forget. Notice here, the third verse. Who forgives all thy iniquities? Now, here we go. We know, many of you know, all God saved. Amen. John 3:16, God save, but we forget about looking at the cross. Amen. You look at the cross, amen, and look at what Jesus had done. Amen. It said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, not just one of them. Who forgiveth all your iniquities. We know, you should know that. You know that. Say, I know God forgive my sin. I know God save me. I know God. But who heal all your disease? Did you forget that? Did your mind skip over that? Amen. Did that program in you, not only, amen, but Jesus died on the cross for your sins, but his stripes. By his stripes you're healed. That's a part of the program. That's a part of the benefits of God. That's what God gave. Amen. Did you God deliver us not only from sin, but he also deliver us from physical healing. He heals us. If you can believe that the whole man should be, amen, should be a part of God's program, amen, you got to work on your mind. The mind, amen, is very important to your victory in this world. God wants you to be whole. Amen. He come to make you whole. Amen. Jesus Christ, amen, in Acts chapter 10, 38, amen. Jesus Christ, amen, full of the Holy Ghost, amen, going about not only healing, not only, amen, Acts chapter 10, 38, amen. I want to give it to you because according to the scripture, amen, not according to what we say, but as according to what's written down, and you believe the word for God to save you and deliver you, amen. Notice that Jesus Christ, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. That's a part of the benefit. That's a part of your, that's a part of your makeup. Amen. Any pain, any situation, amen, you can talk to it. And this is something else to remind you of, not only the benefits, amen, but you have to speak it out of your mouth. You have to speak this thing out of your mouth. We know about singing, and we reminded ourselves about this, but don't you know, you have to, amen, it's part of spiritual warfare. And God was saying about in St. John 15, amen, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. Amen. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. Amen. If a man abide in him, amen. He said in St. John 15, abide in me and I in you. Amen. Talking about the branch, But if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask. Remember, what you will. We got to speak this thing as, all right, okay, you can think it, but when the word go out, it don't come back. The word don't go out, so you got to put it out there. You got to put God's word out there. Amen. And speak to your mind. Speak to your mind about things. Because faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Hearing by the word of God. You got to speak this thing out of your mouth. Amen. You got to speak it out of your mouth. Isaiah 55:11 say, it does take faith through. Faith is a mustard seed. God confessed word and authority over your body twice daily is what give you the victory. It would increase your faith according to Isaiah 55:11. God's word. It won't return back to him. Amen. To keep a sound mind, things going on. You see people walking around talking to themselves. Yeah, I'm gonna be positive. I'm going to make this go. You ever notice athletes and things that are going on, they begin talking themselves, and you maybe have some people on the job. They caught on. They're not knowing. Amen. It does help their stability. Amen. But it does. It works in the spirit. Amen. It's doing a work. But can you imagine if you start speaking the word of God? Amen. You're talking to yourself. They talk to yourself in scripture. Talk to yourself in scripture. Begin to claim things and talk about what God's going to do for you and what you need to do. Amen. Amen. Talk to yourself. If you say, well, I'm not going to have a bad day. I'm going to have a good day. Things going to work out. Amen. Isaiah 55 says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. Amen. And it shall prosper in the things wherewith I sent. Amen. So when you begin to sing songs like Paul was saying in the book of Ephesians, all right. Well, I hope I didn't leave anyone out. Amen. We got a couple minutes left. You push one on your phone here. Amen. When you speak out, amen, about your life and speak out about your problems, amen, according to God, just like you be praying. You know, we pray out, we speaking out. That means something. Amen. That's the soul of the Spirit, the word of God. It goes out, and it deals with the atmosphere. Not only that, but your mind hear. Your mind hear what you're saying. The mind hear, it need to hear a prayer. It need to hear a scripture. It need to hear some positive songs. Amen. Amen. And begin to what? Impact you again. Remind you who you are. And that helps. Amen. Stabilize knowing that God is alive and not dead. And God began to move his word. His word. Amen. His word won't come back, boy. His word will not come back. Keeping your mind through fellowship, you have to do something. James said, I show you my faith by my works. Amen. We want to continue to pray for you. Amen. If we... the word of prayer, scripture, prayer victory. Amen. I pray. Father, I thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We have victory over all disease. We have victory over affliction. We have victory over infirmity, hindrance, persecution. Victory, oh God, over torment and lies and enemy trying to send away now in the name of Jesus and our future. Lord, we rebuke what the enemy is trying to do. We claim victory over all demonic spirits and curse and hex, oh God, and vex and enchantment and witchcraft prayers or psychic prayers or spells. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we believe it, that we have all power. And Lord, we thank you for it. And we know, God, that what you're doing for us, amen, will always be victory. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for what the looking upon us and helping us as we go through the victory of this day. And we thank God for all our callers. Lord, we ask you to bless their mind, bless their spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, and help them through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a beautiful mind and a mind of peace in Christ Jesus.
Try your strength, great and
largest building of the church, God is there. And we thank God for all of you to call tonight, those that are hearing. Amen. We'll close our Father. We thank you, oh God, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the truth. God, you say truth. When we hear the truth, shall set us free. And we pray that this message here would be a blessing to someone's soul. Amen. And Lord, we ask you to bless them. And this we ask, oh God, in Jesus' name, continue to pour out your blessings upon them. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you.